This week, controversy widened over a presidential social media post. Negotiators put a decades-long conflict between Israel and Lebanon, reignited by the Iran war, on pause to mixed early reactions, and a U.S. surveillance program got a short-term extension. The civil war in Sudan entered its fourth year. The cost to civilians has been steep. Still, our reporter found a sliver of hope at an orphanage in the Nuba Mountains. A Monitor archive dive can broaden perspective. Our 2024 series on Sudan puts faces to a humanitarian crisis through personal accounts. Find a link in the version of this intro at csmonitor.com/daily. There's more on the Iran war coming right up, then a gentle landing with butterflies. We also have a short video to share. Jingnan Peng probes sheltered workshops where people with disabilities can find work. It's a nuanced story, one of sub-minimum wages, but also dignity and agency. It took time and care to produce. You can view it at csmonitor.com. As always, find the latest news on our homepage or our app. It's Saturday, April 18th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, April 21st. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's Monitor stories. For decades, perceptions of U.S. power did not rely on the use of America's unrivaled military might. In the Iran war, a militarily inferior adversary used asymmetric warfare to resist that might, and allies whom President Donald Trump did not consult are voicing concern over the state of U.S. strategic thinking and planning. Howard LaFranchi reports from Washington for The Monitor. The ceasefire in Lebanon left northern Israeli residents saying they felt betrayed and that Hezbollah was still a threat. Opposition leaders blamed the Netanyahu government for the lack of a clear strategy that meant decisions were taken out of Israel's hands. Contributor Shoshana Solomon reports from Tel Aviv, Israel, for The Monitor. Hampshire College in Massachusetts stood out for its non-traditional style with no grades or majors. The recent announcement of its upcoming closure underscores the financial and demographic pressures facing many small liberal arts colleges. Cameron Pugh reports for The Monitor. Lorne, a new documentary about Lorne Michaels, the creator and producer of Saturday Night Live, promises unprecedented access to the legendary TV figure. Director Morgan Neville reveals how the long-running show comes together each week, even as Michaels largely remains an enigma. Contributor Peter Rayner writes for The Monitor. A lone volunteer's effort to save monarch butterflies creates a caring community, one rock and seed packet at a time. Read our essayist's account on our homepage. Contributor Mer Brewster writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Mackenzie Farkas, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.